Hey, how about it, race fans? Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com, and I'm here with Carson Ferguson. Carson, starting off with, you know, I talked to you last time toward the end of the Southern Nationals. A little bit disappointed to the way things had played out, that race at North Georgia and all that. I would think after the big 23,000 to win race that you got the other night that your outlook has risen.
Yeah, it's definitely gotten better. We've been fast, just haven't had a lot of luck. You know, we struggled the first night at Eldora, then passed for the lead Friday night in the heat race and had a flat tire, and then it kind of just put us behind and ended up wrecking and junking a car. And then we went to Swainsboro, struggled the first night, and then bounced back the second night. So it was definitely a much needed win, both for the bank account and, you know, for us personally, just showing that we can still do it, you know. And even this late of the season, just this type of year, I kind of fall off a little bit. Like, I hit a stride there right at dream time and, you know, Smoky Mountain run good, and then it seems like I kind of die off this time of year. So, you know, trying to change the setup and stuff around from, you know, what I normally do, you know, the way the dirt is, and, you know, it's not as hot. So, you know, it changes some stuff. So I'm trying to learn that too on the setup side of stuff.
I would think that, you know, looking back, you're still relatively new at super late model racing. And I would think you look back at this, you won a Spring Nationals Championship. You've picked up several feature wins along the way. I would think you got to give yourself a pretty good grade.
Yeah, I'm happy with it. This is our second full-time year, and second year period. Just trying to do the best we can. It's been a big help going to these tracks, you know, over and over again, and we're kind of building a notebook. So I'm satisfied with it. Every driver goes back to races where, you know, shoulda, coulda, woulda, and could have had more wins. But at the end of the day, we still have cars, and we're still doing what we need to do to win races. So that's all we can ask for.
I would think, you know, you look around this pit area here, you've got Thornton, you've got Pierce, you've got O'Neill, you've got Davenport, all those guys like that. Does the fact that you can win the big races, does that give you added confidence to know that you can go out on this track and run with those guys now?
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, you definitely kind of feel like you have an advantage just because we've raced here a few times this year and they only come for this race, but at the same time, they're professionals and they win the amount of money they win the amount of races they win every year because of who they are, and they can adapt. So, you know, you don't really, that kind of takes away the advantage you feel like you have. So we're all on an even playing field. Ricky and Bobby's been really good this year. So, you know, it's just their year. Everything goes right for them, it seems like. So, you know, everybody has those years where, you know, just things go your way. So hopefully everything has to go your way from where you pill draw to where you go out and qualifying, where you start in a heat race, whether it's outside, inside, where you line up on restarts based off who chooses where. So there's a lot of things that go into it just because everybody's so equal and the cars are so close. You can have a little different setup, but at the end of the day, there's only so much you can do with these things. So, you know, at the end of the day, everybody's pretty close shock-wise, adjustment-wise. And like I said, you just got to get all you can get and hopefully things go your way.
And then last thing, I don't know if you're one of those guys who sets goals at the start of the year or not, but having the year that you've had going into 2024, what kind of goals do you think you would set for yourself?
Definitely be more consistent. I kind of had that goal at the beginning of this year and didn't really achieve it. I felt good, you know, during the Spring Nationals, but through the year, I would like to have less DNFs, you know, whether they're in our control or not. You know, just I want to be more consistent next year. We're always fast, but like I said, you got to have so many things go your way to even finish top five, top ten. So, you know, we'll go to a lot of new tracks next year probably. So, in that case, I would like to be able to line up at those tracks that we go to in different regions. And this year, you know, we stayed around the same region that we did last year, and I feel like we developed a notebook and you could tell. So next year I would like to get more wins, obviously, but just keep building that notebook to where in, you know, 3 or 4 years we'll be the next Ricky or Bobby Pierce of this year.
All right, that's Carson Ferguson looking to build on the success he's had in 2023.
Thanks,
thank
man.
You, sir.
Good luck.
Yeah.